And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday. It's the 16th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of the novelist William Kennedy, born in Albany, New York, 1928, author of 8 novels set in Albany, called The Albany Cycle, starting with Legs in 1975 and Billy Phelan's Greatest Game, 1978, and then Ironweed, which won him a National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize. And in 1987 was made into a film starring Jack Nicholson and Meryl Streep, and Kennedy wrote the screen adaptation. The 8th novel in the cycle came out last fall, Chango's Beads and Two-Tone Shoes, about the Cuban Revolution of the 1950s and the 1968 race riots in Albany. It's the birthday of Mary Carr, born in Groves, Texas, 1955. Had a rough childhood, parents both heavy drinkers. Dad worked at an oil refinery. Her mom was an artist who'd been married numerous times. But her mom was a voracious reader, about the only real escapism that the small town offered. And as Carr said once in an interview, reading is socially accepted disassociation. You flip a switch and you're not there anymore. It's better than heroin, more effective and cheaper and legal. Mary Carr became a poet who then became famous as a memoirist, wrote her first memoir, The Liar's Club, because she needed the money. It took her 2.5 years because she only worked on it every other weekend when her son was with his father. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for more than a year. She followed it up with 2 more memoirs, Cherry and Lit. And it's the birthday of Susan Sontag, New York City, 1933, grew up in Tucson, Los Angeles, went to the University of Chicago, moved to New York, 1959, a single mother with a 7-year-old child, $70, and 2 suitcases, and began to write essays on culture for Partisan Review. One in particular became famous, called Notes on Camp, and Why Camp Should Be Taken Seriously, as a sort of good taste of bad taste. Wrote an essay called Against Interpretation, in which she argued that people should stop trying to analyze and interpret art and just enjoy the experience. Here's a poem for today by Gregory Janikian, entitled The Fight. It was over a girl. One boy had spoken to her, had asked her out. The other had been feeling with her the twitches of something serious. It was a misunderstanding, something that might have been fixed, talked out or around. But the whole school had turned out to watch them settle it. It was too late for talk. It was no longer just their fight. Something irrelevant and impure had entered it, honor, looking more upright than the other, things which had nothing to do with the girl or desire or what she had whispered to one of them one night in a car. So they faced each other, bringing their anger up by saying what finally did not matter, but loudly enough so their bodies believed it. There was a sudden coming together. There were fists flailing, while everybody, hundreds, watched. One was cut above the eye. The other's knuckles were bloodied against teeth. It lasted 30 seconds until one of them pulled back and said something like, "This is stupid," and the other dropped his fists and watched him walk away. A poem by Gregory Janikian, The Fight, from his collection Falling Deeply into America, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, combining the power of email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on your clock. ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.